Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The United Auto Workers is expanding its selective strikes. UAW President Sean Fain says General Motors and Stellantis have not made serious progress in their offers at the bargaining table. And he says unionized workers will walk out at more automotive plants all across the country.
So today, at noon Eastern Time, all of the parts distribution facilities at General Motors and Stellantis are being called to stand up and strike. We will be striking 38 locations across 20 states, across all 9 regions of the UAW.
Fain says the UAW will not strike additional plants against Ford. He says that automaker has made progress in contract negotiations. Fain says there is still significant work ahead with Ford, but that automaker is serious about reaching a deal. Forecasters are warning of heavy rain, strong winds, and the potential for flooding in heavily populated urban areas along the East Coast this weekend. NPR's Amy Held reports tropical storm conditions are expected as soon as today in North Carolina.
The storm is strengthening over the Atlantic and set to make landfall in North Carolina. Heavy rain is already moving in and will impact areas as far north as New England. Frank Pereira is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
Norfolk, Virginia, Richmond area, up into D.C., and perhaps even as far north as Philadelphia and New York City, pretty much right along the I-95 corridor, could see areas of heavy rainfall that may result in flash flooding.
Another risk, storm surge. Forecasters say it could be life-threatening in coastal North Carolina and Virginia. Amy Held, NPR News.
Later today, President Biden will formally announce the creation of a new White House office to focus on gun violence prevention. He'll be joined today by advocates and lawmakers, as well as Vice President Harris. NPR's Asma Khalid reports she will be overseeing the initiative.
This office is an attempt to coordinate the administration's efforts to reduce gun violence, and it comes as the prospect of any additional legislative solution seems unlikely in the near future. Stephanie Feldman will be directing the office's work.
This office will dig deep to find additional life-saving actions that this administration can take.
It's also an attempt to elevate the issue as Biden works to shore up the Democratic base ahead of a re-election campaign. Gun violence remains hugely important to many Democratic activists and young voters. In fact, some of them have long called for the creation of something like this at the federal level. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
On Wall Street, stocks are higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up more than 30 points at 34,371. You're listening to NPR News. Federal prosecutors in New York say they're indicting New Jersey Democratic Senator Robert Menendez on bribery charges. Prosecutors will hold a news conference this hour. Menendez's wife, Nadine, and 3 other people are also facing charges. The indictment comes about 6 years after Menendez was tried on unrelated corruption charges. That trial ended in a hung jury. The University of Colorado football team heads to Oregon this weekend for its next matchup. That leaves local Boulder, Colorado businesses without the uptick they'd seen on recent football weekends. The team continues to win on the field while local businesses win off the field. Colorado Public Radio's Tony Gorman has more on Coach Deion Sanders' economic impact in Boulder.
The Prime Effect, as in Coach Sanders, a.k.a. Coach Prime, raked in $18 million for Boulder businesses during the Buffaloes' home opener. That's according to Visit Boulder. Business owner Chris Heinrichs is noticing the impact at his restaurant, The Sink.
It's more of the shoulder times now that we see a lot more business. You know, we started seeing people come in on Thursday night this week.
University of Colorado games are the hottest tickets in college football this season. All home games are sold out for the first time in school history. For NPR News, I'm Tony Gorman in Denver.
President Biden is sending another $325 million in aid to Ukraine. This comes after Biden met Ukraine's president yesterday at the White House. Biden is asking Congress to approve $24 billion in fresh help for Ukraine. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.